2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Cubs fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
In the Score Update studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Bulls will host the Washington Wizards at the United Center tonight, looking to get back on track after their loss Saturday in Atlanta. Joakim Noah will be active tonight for the first time since December 21st. Head coach Fred Hoiberg told reporters this morning what Noah's return will mean for the team.
The biggest thing, you know, with Joe is I know he's going to bring energy to the court. I know he's going to bring rebounding to the court. He's always going to be down there defending. Plus, he gives us more ball handling out there. And, you know, he was really good. I give him a lot of credit for kind of getting that second unit turned around. He's just, again, we talked about him developing chemistry with Doug. You know, Nico was in that lineup for a stretch. You know, now that'll be Bobby out there. But, you know, Joe really is a leader, I think, of that second group. I think he's taking pride in that role.
Bulls winning streak came to an end on Saturday, but the Blackhawks streak continues as they won their seventh straight game last night. Marian Hossa and Patrick Kane each had two goals in the 6-3 win over Colorado. The Hawks look to make it 8 in a row tomorrow night as they host the new-look Nashville Predators. College football national championship game tonight, 13-1 Alabama and 14-0 Clemson kick off at 7:30. Bama head coach Nick Saban looking for his fifth national title. NFL divisional playoff games all set for next weekend. Green Bay at Arizona and Seattle at Carolina in the NFC. Kansas City and New England and Pittsburgh at Denver in the AFC. You can hear each game right here on 670 The Score. Brief Bears news. The team announced today that they've signed linebacker Keith Browner to a reserve contract. The 27-year-old last played in 2014 for the Houston Texans. Finally, great news for baseball fans on this frigid day as the White Sox have announced that pitchers and catchers will report on February 19th and the Cubs will hold their first workouts one day later. The Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system has four distinct drive modes that result in a nearly indescribable thrill. The only way to truly experience the TLX is behind the wheel. Come in for a test drive today and see for yourself. The Acura TLX, it's that kind of thrill. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Hug it, chug it, football all night.
The early game is Kansas City and Houston. That's not exactly appointment television.
15, 10, 5, into the end zone, touchdown, 105 yards on the game's opening kick. Niall Davis plunges the knife into the Texans' game-opening hopes. Kansas City moves on in the NFL playoffs.
Saturday night is Pittsburgh-Cincinnati.
Roethlisberger throws a pass down the near side. It's high and incomplete, even a leap, and the flag is thrown.
Went to the head on the hit on Antonio Brown, and it's going to put the Steelers in field goal range.
Right-footed kick, knifing its way through the rain, and good. It's Pittsburgh has come from behind and won in Cincinnati.
Sunday, it's Seattle at Minnesota in Decode.
This will be a 27-yard try to knock Seattle out of the postseason. Snap good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up, and it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that.
Are you kidding me? It's no good. Oh, baby, it's Christmas in Minnesota.
He missed it left, and the Seattle Seahawks are off to Charlotte.
Now, sometimes you just rather be lucky than good.
Green Bay at Washington.
Packers are looking for the lead. Rodgers throws, end zone, it's caught. Touchdown, Devontae Adams.
The Green Bay Packers knock off the Washington Redskins for the first time in NFL history. All four road teams win on the same weekend in the playoffs.
I love wild card weekend.
And you like that? You like that?
Boers and Bernstein.
Terry.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Yeah, even the Pack awoke from the dead. I didn't realize, because I thought Washington would win just what I, but home field advantage meant basically nothing. So they wake up and win the game, and you have Aaron Rodgers finally looking like Aaron Rodgers again. That's fine.
Yeah, he made that one pass where it looked like where he looks off the safety long enough to let that flag route come open, and man, that was vintage there.
And now Washington has to pay their quarterback. They got to pay him.
$20 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
Guess so, right?
I sort of looked at it and I thought, you know, that's okay, I guess, because you don't have an alternative. You hate everybody else. You don't, and he's sort of been there and he knows everything and you go ahead and do that. But he's that, he won't be the worst quarterback ever to get a lot of money.
He might be on that list.
He's on, I think he'll end up on that list.
And then ultimately, he throws great crossing routes.
He does.
He's very good at that underneath stuff, and he's accurate, and he's in rhythm. The ball's out, it's well-timed, but some team's going to take that away. The Bears couldn't do it, because you don't have inside linebackers who can run with any of those tight ends.
Bears ain't taking it away, no.
But when your entire offense is that, some team is just going to press up to the middle of the field and take that away, and he's going to have to make downfield throws. The deep outs, the stuff they say that defines the real passers in this league, of being able to time some of those up and fit those into the small windows. And the league will expose an inability to do that ultimately.
I didn't realize that when I thought that the Washington would win, that they, this season, while they win a division, they did not, as it turned out, 9 wins. Any of those 9 wins come against a team that finished with a winning record. Not one. Not one damn team finished with a winning record that they beat. Not one. See, I didn't quite know that slice of Americana was there for me to kind of munch on and go, ooh, boy. I mean, my God, can you seriously go through an entire season, win your division, and never, at the end of the season, you haven't never beaten the team with a winning record.
I'm sure it's happened before, but and maybe that team went on to win the Super Bowl.
It said something, though, when it got down to it, didn't it?
I guess it mattered. Yeah, but the fact that the Packers were able to get things blocked up a little bit better, too, helped.
They did.
It wasn't a complete sieve every time that guy dropped back.
Well, they're going back to Civ Land next weekend, though. They're going back to waiting for you.
I got an opportunity also to listen to plenty of the games, you know, out and driving and in between and back and forth from hockey and all that. You know, we used to make fun of Mark Malone a lot when he was here at Channel 2 because he was just not cut out to be a local sportscaster, just actually doing. But he's.
God, you're going back a long way on that one.
Well, we used to make fun of him. Yep. He's pretty good at what he does on the radio.
Yep.
He still says football too much. This football player and this football field and this football coach. And that's
but it's a pretty good.
A lot
thing
of guys
for him.
Do it, but I think he's found a spot where he's pretty good. And overall, the Westwood one. NFL product has been outstanding. They really do a nice job. And even Honey Hub was able to not freeze. He was ambulatory. He was giving us information. And every time I kept explaining, let's go down to Honey Hub. And he was instead freezing hub.
I think there's and it's funny too you say that about him, because if you watch enough games, so whether it's Fox or CBS or wherever the hell you're watching them, you certainly get a sense that you could certainly use an upgrade on the guy doing that. for the most part. Not all. But you could certainly use an upgrade. And you wonder, seriously, you mean to tell me that after all these years of listening to this, you don't think there's a guy out there you'd give a shot to that could be better than that? And there's several of them working that you just go,
I think they're trying. I think they're trying to introduce some new people. I will say that they've been churning the bottom of their rosters of the broadcast teams, whether it's giving Steve Tasker a listen or Brady Quinn, some of these guys. And the only guy that I've identified, that guy, I've told you, that guy, Joe Davis, that kid.
Yeah, the kid.
That's going to be a national level top play-by-play guy for multiple sports at a broadcast network.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's without a doubt in my mind. That's a Joe Buck. That's a Jim Nance. That's somebody who is going to be with you for big national moments and big games for a long time.
While you identify those guys,
unless he does something stupid and ends up, you know, getting caught on tape doing something awful.
Just don't have many guys who are doing the color work on any of these games distinguish themselves. I mean, I'm not saying they're all bad. That's not what I'm saying, but distinguish themselves as being, oh my God, that's good.
I like Collinsworth more than others do. I loved Mike Mayock, and now you don't get Mike Mayock anymore.
No.
I was, because that was content, and ideally, you'd get John Gruden without the ass grabbing. You know, you'd say, because it's somewhere in there, somewhere in that squirrely head of John Gruden is the best analyst going. The problem is you can't get it without all of the hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's correct.
I would love for, because if he wanted to be, or we're coached to be, or somebody said, you know, do more of this and less of this, that's in there. That's potentially, as far as just talent, ability to see line play in real time, ability to look at a formation and understand.
He knows the play's coming. Yes. He'll tell you what they're going to do right now. He looks at the formation, he'll tell you exactly what they're going to run. I mean, he is at the top. He makes more money than any other analyst on TV. None of them rate with him.
But there's an insufferability quotient.
Yeah.
That makes it difficult.
Yeah.
This thought from Schmutzy from what we were talking about earlier when thoughts during transition about David Bowie. He says, please let Terry know. I was never a huge fan of David Bowie either. His best tune, All the Young Dudes, is played best by Mott the Hoople. Yeah, but mainly it's because I resented him and so many others having success with underage women. He said, back then they were stealing my fellow eighth graders. He's pulling the card of Iggy Pop. He said, now they'd all be up on statutory charges. I didn't know was that a thing with him? I mean, I know.
I think so. Yeah, I think it was a thing with a lot of them.
And it was a hockey thing for a long time.
Well, I don't think hockey's sworn off of it.
No.
I'm sure not every one of these. I'm sure they're not. There's something about that, too. Maybe because they go away from home when they're 11 and they miss something. I don't know, but
do you really think All the Young Dudes is Bowie's best song? I don't. I don't like the Mott the Hoople version. I don't like his version. That song's a button. That's a button push for me. Yeah. There's some. I mean, I like the funkier stuff. I like the stuff off of the album that's got Fame and Young Americans and some of that. The song Changes is solid. I respect the artistic stuff. The reinvention, the couture, the characters, the glam. I mean, he sort of helped create an entire genre of rock and roll, but it just wasn't important to me.
Yeah, a genre I had no use for. Yeah. So, yeah, it certainly wasn't important to me.
No, I just don't want to sit here and say that this I felt awful because his music mattered. No.
Don't make XRT people come down here looking for you, too. They'll have their hands full with me.
Oh, send Jason Thomas down here. We'll kick his candy ass.
We'll kick his candy ass.
49er loving bitch.
And we'll put it on tape. 49ers.
Oh, he's a huge 49ers fan. Oh, he's a Bay Area guy. And then he's bitching about Singletary. And then he's bitching about Tom Sula. Send me an email every once in a while. What do I do about this guy? What do I do? What's wrong with my team? Your team sucks. Your team is going to continue to suck. How about Adam Gase not even returning a call? See Tim Kawakami's report said that they were interested in having Gase didn't even pay him the time of day. Didn't even say, yeah, no courtesy interview, no, I'll give it another chance. He had such a bad taste in his mouth for the way that went down last time. I was like, seriously? You had to go, Dad, you had the temerity?
I thought it was, you know what, because I didn't see his name linked with them, that it was more on their end, that they had been there, done that, and weren't interested in it.
No, they were. They were. They thought, okay, hey, Adam, how about another shot? I was like, no. Nah, sorry.
See, that's sort of, you know, I mean, if you're going to pick one of those jobs, this is the one that where you've got the best chance. And I don't know that it'll happen because Miami, but a best chance, I think, of becoming an instant success as a coach.
But he got 5 years.
Yeah.
A guy's never done it before. Never done it before. Five years.
Well, I think it's safe. Don't people kind of think of Miami as one of the dumbest franchises in the NFL? I mean, they're on the list, are they not? I mean, look at their recent future. Look at their recent past, what they've done. Just take a look at their records, their coaches, everything that's happened. They're not exactly the brightest bulbs in Miami. So, yeah, I'm sure they see a brand new spanking toy that everybody in the world wants and say, hey, buddy, how about 5 years of this? Oh, sure. He's got his quarterback in place. Any offensive coordinator would love to have that. I mean, Philadelphia, I don't know if they called back or they want a second interview, but it seemed to me he was zeroing in on Miami.
Mm-hmm.
The minute that second one was there, I thought that's it. So take him.
And somebody via Twitter it was Schmutzy via Twitter, who sent me this story about a famous rock groupie named Sable Starr, who became one of the first baby groupies who in the early 1970s frequented the Rainbow Bar and Grill. But second time the Rainbow's come up, because we're talking about that when Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead died, that he was still there at Rainbow playing like video poker. He said the Whiskey A Go-Go, he said she got started after a friend invited her to the Whiskey A Go-Go at age 14. Okay.
That's it.
Carrying on with her groupie antics. Mm-hmm. Closely acquainted, I love that, with some of rock's leading musicians such as Jeff Beck, David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Rod Stewart, Mark Bolan, I don't know who that is, and Alice Cooper.
$4.
Do you know that? Mark Bolan?
I don't know who that is.
B-O-L-A-N. Her favorite rock star acquaintance was Led Zeppelin's lead singer Robert Plant. All right. Well,
I'm telling you, it never stopped him in the past. Why would it stop now? I don't think that's. And now, especially. For the love of God, you can send him a picture. Here. Look what I got for you. I think if you're
breaking into Frankenstein's monster.
I think that's part of the whole thing. I really do. I mean,
did you get a picture on your phone in the middle of a concert?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I would think so. Yeah, and a lot of those concerts are attended by, you know, who goes to the Justin Bieber concerts?
Young girls?
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. I had one who likes Shawn Mendes, and I don't understand the attraction to Shawn Mendes. They love Shawn Mendes.
He's a handsome dude.
I don't think so.
He's a good-looking guy. Oh, yes, so? He is. Yes. What are you crazy? Are you crazy?
We're really having this argument?
Yeah, he's a good-looking and he's rhythmic.
Yes, he's a rhythmic young Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and you don't think he's good looking?
Oh, I don't let my daughter hear you say that I said that. She won't talk to me. She'll be very very angry because
no, he is.
He's very popular among eighth grade girls. We're Boers and Bernstein. Wow. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Switching up, the Nets whacked both head coach Lionel Hollins and GM Billy King, proving they're as dysfunctional as ever, and that owner Mikhail Prokhorov had no idea what he was doing when he bought that team and immediately started popping off about winning championships. They're farther away from a ring now than they have ever been. Dude was way too impatient, way too impulsive, and now they're starting over yet again. So what do you do now if you're the Nets? According to Adrian Wojnarowski of Yahoo, you take a big swing and you make a run at a guy who used to coach you, John Calipari. Woj reports that Calipari may be interested in a return to the NBA, but that it's going to cost a team $12 million a year for 10 years. Oh, and complete control as well. Cal can pretty much sell anything to anybody. Big Blue, don't be shocked then if this is the year you finally lose your guy. I'm Jim Rome.
Wednesday, Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max, I'll be your waitress, because I don't do background checks here.
And to the Carillon.
This is so exciting!
Sorry, Caroline, that's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it, we're done.
Maximize your Wednesday.
Congratulations, you made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back!
With two broke girls.
That's Max, I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
National sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Cubs, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'd like to thank the Chicago Bear family, McCaskey family, John Fox, Ryan Pace, all the players from that organization, how much those guys mean to me. They battled, and to move on to a new organization, it's a great step in
what
in my family's career, and to be part of the Miami Dolphin organization.
Why are you crying?
Choked up.
Well, I know, but the words you're putting together, I don't mind the choking up, but just string words together, man. You're a head coach now.
The Bears have a new offensive coordinator.
He's
not a new presence on the team, but they have promoted quarterbacks coach Dowell Loggins to the position of offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. The official release is right here. In 2015, Loggins was Chicago's quarterbacks coach, helping Jay Cutler to a career-high 92.3 passer rating. Cutler's 64.4 completion percentage, 2.3 interception percentage, and 7.58 passing yards per attempt were all second best of his NFL career. Loggins has 8 years NFL coaching experience, 2 seasons as offensive coordinator, 5 as a quarterbacks coach. And John Fox said, it's all offense and coordinators, and anytime you're making...
No, that's not what he said.
No, he said Dowell played a critical role in our offense last year. He's an excellent coach with experience as a play caller and a broad knowledge of offensive football. He's earned the respect of our players because they know he can help get them better. As I mentioned at the end of the season, our systems are in place. We will always, there it is, look to evolve because the NFL is fluid and adapting is key to good coaching. Dowell will help us build on what we started as we head into the 2016 season. He has been the quarterbacks coach for the Cleveland Browns and the coaching staff of the Tennessee Titans, including offensive coordinator in 2013. He was also the OC during the final 5 games of 2012. He was the quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator for the Titans. He had been a scouting assistant in Dallas as well, a native of Newport, Arkansas. He was a quarterback at the University of Arkansas.
Okay.
There you have it.
What's funny about it is that you can have, it's just how the NFL works. You can, in my opinion anyway, the most sought after candidate out there was Adam Gase, right? And I don't think his leaving changes the Bears' trajectory one way or the other.
I don't either.
You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. They're losing Adam Gase. Yes, they are indeed. But I don't think that really changes where the Bears are going to go one iota.
And everybody, first of all, okay, Mark Bolin, by the way.
Mark Bolin, yeah.
He was part of T-Rex, the English glam rock band.
Okay.
T-Rex, bang a gong. Get it on.
Oh, of course.
But there's no reason to be so mad about it. People are angry that we didn't know who Mark Bolin was.
Sick Monkey's waiting. He's okay. Been lonely lately. I kept him out of the conversation today.
Yes.
But because he's been itching for it. You know what I mean? But he's ready.
Please.
And he's wet.
And it's cold.
And it's cold. And it's wet.
So it's
and
cold,
it's ready for
the
you.
The sick monkey's cold, from, wet ass
yeah,
is there.
Just call
for you.
Mr. Dover. Get over there and see the sick monkey.
Westside Mike is out today. He's on the score. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, fellas, I don't know why that guy took that job in Miami. Let me tell you what's going to happen to us. You about to deal with that guy who from Mars, Jupiter Mars. Every time the team's going undefeated, he's going to be at your doorstep praying that somebody lose so they can still be undefeated. You got to deal with that hot garbage for the rest of your life. Good luck. Because he's going to be at your stadium every day praying that other teams lose a game. He needs to just go away. I mean, pretty soon he'll probably be dying. Even when he's dead, he's going to give you problems. Because that's enough. And when you go to Miami, everybody looks the same. They all wear the same gel in their hair, the same clothes. Nobody looks different. I'm telling you, good luck in Miami, man. You're going to have a heart attack. You're going to need a lot of Tylenol. The hot top is that town.
Well, I guess Westside Mike doesn't like Miami. I disagree that everybody looks the same. Because if you've been to South Beach, if you've spent any time there, if that's the same, it's still, for the most part, pretty good. Especially if you...
Oh, my God, Mike. we love you.
You're a fascinating man.
Yeah,
Mike.
You are.
And Gase got full personnel control.
He did.
That is 5 years, and he is the king of Dolphins football.
Mm-hmm.
It is his show.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he can get a sentence out of his mouth or not, he's going to be able to put the team together. And
he's running it.
In his image, he is running it. I'm wondering which Bears assistants he's going to come get. Isn't he going to raid the staff? Aren't there guys there that he's going to pull away from Foxy?
Yep. I would never leave Foxy.
Why?
Too deep. I learned more from him.
Yeah, but Miami, it is Miami. You do get to go there, and your guy's got a 5-year deal and the whole thing, and he's in charge.
Yeah, he is. All right, of that 5 years, his 5-year deal, how many is he going to make before they fire him?
3. And that's probably on the outside.
Let's go say 2.
Professor, well, I gave him the extra just to be nice.
Give him the extra one, yeah.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. As the guys were just talking about, 2 days after the Bears lost their offensive coordinator, they've got one again, as today the team announced that Dowell Loggins will succeed Adam Gase. Loggins, who was the Bears quarterback's coach last season, also served as the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator in 2013. Bulls back at home tonight to take on the Washington Wizards. Head coach Fred Hoiberg says that Joakim Noah will be active and without a minutes restriction tonight. Noah has been out since injuring his left shoulder on December 21st. Blackhawks won their 7th straight game last night, defeating Colorado 6-3 at the United Center. Patrick Kane and Marian Hossa with 2 goals apiece. Hawks look to make it 8 in a row tomorrow night as they host the Nashville Predators. College football national championship game tonight, 13-1 Alabama and 14-0 Clemson kick off in Glendale at 7:30. Alabama is in search of their 11th national title. NFL divisional playoff games all set for next weekend. Green Bay at Arizona and Seattle at Carolina are your NFC games, and it's Kansas City visiting New England and Pittsburgh at Denver in the AFC. You can hear all of those games right here on 670 The Score. Great news for baseball fans today, as the White Sox announced that pitchers and catchers will report on February 19th, and the Cubs will hold their first workouts one day later. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Should have mentioned this before. We'll get back to Bears in a second, but just mentioned that would be 11 national titles for Alabama, which truly is phenomenal. But all, back in the day when the Bear was walking the face of the earth, it was a lot easier than it is now. There weren't so many schools that wanted to be good. There wasn't a competition. There wasn't all the stuff that goes on today. But let me point out something here, and that I think is important to this, because right now you've got another guy coaching college football who's got 3 national titles of his own. So I would be very careful when I'm starting talking about the greatest coach of all time, because he's just starting. Do you realize that since he's been at Ohio State, that bowl game victory over Notre Dame, he's 50-4. He's 50-4.
And he'll be in the conversation again next year.
You can go back. Do you know how long it has taken Illinois to win 50 games in the last number of years? If you add all their wins.
47 years.
If you add up all their wins.
Yeah.
you'd have to start with 2006 to now, you'd get 50 wins.
Meanwhile, I did hear from one of my Illinois peeps, it's apropos of nothing, but the NIU AD that is Sean Frazier that is well liked, that in possibly in play. They at least think that he might pick up a phone and talk to them, which is a victory. And I don't know if he'd be any good at a higher level or why he wouldn't. If he is good, why he'd take that job. You know, I
could tell him that if I could sit down with him, I would tell him, don't do that. It's too much of a mess.
Right.
And it's not going to clear up for you. There's always going to be inherent problems with the whole thing. So it's really not worth it. Unless it's a ton of money more than you're making.
Yeah, Sean Frazier is sort of the hot rumor. But if I'm Sean Frazier, and I think we interviewed him when he first took the job, I'm not taking the Illinois job. I'm going to bide my time until I get a more stable opportunity.
And there will be one.
Instead of diving into that complete mess, that disaster that is Illinois athletics now.
There'll be another one. Somebody else will come along.
Here's the Wall Street Journal today. It's not every day that Nick Saban comes over for dinner. So when he visited Alabama wide receiver Ardarius Stewart's home on a recruiting trip, Stewart's mother cooked up a meal for the special occasion. Stewart remembers what she served, salad, lasagna, and a very specifically chosen dessert. A lot of oatmeal cream pies, he said. There weren't any old oatmeal cream pies. Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies. The Alabama coach eats them every morning. Saban is already the most successful coach of his generation, but a win Monday over Clemson in college football's national championship would solidify his case as the greatest of all time. Books have been written about him. He has written books about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Saban has already accomplished so much at Alabama that the school thought he was worthy of a 9-foot bronze statue outside the stadium.
He's out with the Bears.
He has since won 2 more titles. Mm-hmm. But even encyclopedic Alabama fans still know next to nothing about Saban. They have no clue what he likes or dislikes other than winning or losing. Saban doesn't Snapchat. He doesn't tweet. He doesn't even text. The coach is such a guarded demigod that he can reveal something completely trivial. That he watches the Weather Channel, for example, and it turns into a floor-to-ceiling window into his soul. That's why it was simply jaw-dropping when Saban let it slip that he may be the state's leading consumer of Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies. Saban's not an oatmeal cream pie kind of guy. The sport's most intimidating coach is someone who seems like he lives off dry toast and black coffee. But it turns out he has a soft spot when it comes to breakfast. He begins every day with sugary cookies sold by a smiling young girl in a straw hat. The sport has seized on Saban's unusual addiction. Fans now bring him oatmeal snacks. Recruits have them waiting when he comes to their living rooms. Television networks have made commercials about them, and his colleagues have become accustomed to spotting signs of Little Debbie around the office. I've seen boxes everywhere, said Alabama offensive line coach Mario Cristobal. It's not quite the breakfast of champions. The oatmeal cream pies are what they sound like, a thin layer of vanilla cream sandwiched by cookies. I don't know how you can go wrong with that combination, said Mike Glokler, a spokesman for McKee Foods, which owns Little Debbie. Bet you got him on the horn, huh? Saban's players said this week the treat is too sweet for their tastes. Saban hasn't sold other coaches either. If it doesn't have peanut butter, hot sauce, or ranch, I ain't eating it, said Alabama strength coach Scott Cochran.
Oh, my God.
Dope. By now, though, Cochran knows not to interfere with Saban's breakfast habit. With a shot at 4 national titles in 7 seasons, he has said Saban has earned the right to his Little Debbies. He can eat whatever the heck he wants, Cochran said. I'll feed it to him. It seems the first time Saban spoke about oatmeal cream pies was when he was the Louisiana State coach in 2001. He wakes up before his wife, quote, so the coffee's never made. He said, I have 1 cup of yesterday's coffee. I put it in the microwave, punch in 111. Oh, he's a microwave laziness guy. Walk out to the road and get the paper. Come back, beep, beep, beep. The coffee's ready. I get me 2 Little Debbie cookies, sit down, read the paper, and have my coffee. It was as if Saban had said his plays are being called by a kangaroo. There was such an immediate and overwhelming interest in what Saban eats for breakfast that he said 2 years later he shouldn't have said anything at all. But then he said more. If I'm not motivated for anything else in the morning, I'm motivated to have my 2 Little Debbie cookies. He said, wow. I'm like an alcoholic. I nip a few others during the day. I have a couple at lunch, a couple at night, maybe with a glass of milk before I go to bed.
See, that's what happens when you don't know anything about them. When you find out something, right. You can't. It's like a feeding, literally a feeding frenzy. You really don't know much about him. I've read a number of profiles of him. You just still don't know much about him.
I think he's called Tales of Laziness with the 111.
That's the one. He said that. Yeah. He's a lazy microwave guy. Yeah. He can't go 100. He's got to go 111 because his finger doesn't want to leave that spot too hard. I get it. I like it. But that's not doing the hard work, the heavy lifting of a football coach, putting in the effort, coach. Since Saban isn't being paid by Little Debbie to say any of this, Bear Bryant shilled for Golden Flake potato chips when he was a legendary Alabama coach. Golden Flake?
Down there brand.
Oh, one of them Alabama brands.
I think so.
He's the first round pick.
The only compensation for Saban is edible. Glockler said a McKee Foods employee, an LSU fan, once took some cream pies to Saban's old home in Louisiana. When he was invited in, the employee realized Saban didn't need any more. He saw a big jar of them on his counter. Said even some of Saban's players have been spied with the treats. Running back Kenyon Drake couldn't move after a leg injury, but his friends would bring him over snacks since he wasn't able to shop for himself. Drake had so many oatmeal cream pies that he gave one to a member of Alabama's marching band and passed out others to his teammates. Saban never said anything when Drake was caught with Little Debbie's on the sidelines, but the coach may not want to hear the reason he had all the leftovers because Drake said, honestly, I'm not a big fan. I've never had one.
I've never even seen him. Have you even seen him? No, I've never had one. I've never even seen it because I'm telling you, take a look around. Yeah, okay.
What, the Little Debbie's you never had?
Yeah, not the oatmeal.
Not the oatmeal ones. I've had the what are they called? The peanut. What are the like peanut butter wafer cookies? What are those called? Come on.
I don't know, but they had the double decker oatmeal ones back on 12, and those are excellent. But they're loaded with sugar, though. I couldn't see eating those all day long.
Well,
and
that's what he does. Well, what are the peanut butter ones?
Nutty bars.
Nutty bars, yeah.
Really hard thing to remember.
You don't have to be a jerk about it.
I just being a jerk. How's it being a jerk? What are you so sensitive about? I can't say anything to you.
Really hard thing to remember. You should know nutty bars.
I said it like that, like a high school
really
kid.
Hard thing to remember.
Oh, well, it's not like, I get enough of this at home, baby.
It's not like Dan said, what's that nutty bar thing? What's it called?
I don't know.
Because what's that peanut butter wafer bar called?
You two really are like an old married couple. You really are.
You said peanut butter wafer bar. It's nutty bar. How do you not remember?
It's a nutty bar. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? You're the first guy to attack anybody that calls this show.
You never heard of the lead singer of T-Rex?
Can't wait for the Super Bowl, can you, Terry?
Is that what that was about?
Oh, my God.
I took a call from a guy he wanted me to let you know some guy's name about T-Rex, and I had no idea you guys were even talking music, so I was like, yeah, whatever, pal. So, is that what that was?
Jesus, I even just got a text from Adam Harris, just texted me nutty bars. Thank you.
You know what? If you weren't such an asswipe to people that called in this show, maybe I wouldn't be so hard on you.
Well,
you were thinking that? I'm the voice of the people, damn it.
This text from Jason Goff. Goff text to say, oatmeal cream pies are MFing fire. So there's a big fan right there.
Wow.
Jay Goff and Nick Saban.
Well, I don't know how
joined
you,
at the hip.
How you young kids, the lingo you use, but is that a good thing?
I think so.
When something's on, okay, I didn't know. Yeah, nutty bar is the answer you're looking for, Dan. Nutty bar.
Nutty bar. Not to be confused with Nutter Butter, which is a different cookie.
When you ask about what the Little Debbie peanut butter wafer bar is.
I'm going to have to take a closer look at the Little Debbie section.
I've never
seen any of that.
Little Debbie peanut butter wafer bar called? It's called a nutty bar, Dan. Nutty bar.
Thank you.
I can see. San Francisco's shaping up well, Danny.
I wanted to get back to your snide comments about the Ciroc flavored coconut vodka.
Okay, I know. Yeah, I forgot.
Here's what happened, Terry. We go down to the Pedway bar one day after the show, and Moneybags over here walks up to the bartender and goes, "Hey, you got anything on special?"
They always have specials,
right?
Stuff they're trying to get rid of.
Again,
okay, listen.
Check another box on that one,
Terry. You're in your 40s. You should have an established cocktail that you enjoy.
Okay? You know I don't though.
But you should, is what I'm saying.
You should.
I'm not a cocktail
guy. Or a beer. You should have an established drink. An established adult beverage should be done, and you're in your 40s.
Wine.
Walks up,
generally
Terry.
Wine.
Hey, you got any specials today?
I didn't say it like that.
You got any specials today? And the bartender goes, yeah, I got these $3 espresso-flavored vodka shots.
Oh, what label is it?
And she goes, oh, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, well, I'll take one. Sounds good.
I tried it.
But yet he criticizes coconut-flavored vodka, well, which like I'm sure is delicious.
I don't like coconut.
And the entire night, my bachelor party, this knucklehead's drinking blueberry-flavored vodka with soda.
No
all
soda.
Night long.
No soda, just rocks.
Oh, even worse.
Well, look, I've been trying to have a conversation with Tim Baffo. What do you want? I mean, they couldn't keep it coming fast enough.
Oh, so you have to get really drunk to talk to Tim Baffo?
Well, to understand him.
I think that's what he's saying, yeah.
Because, you know, because he's
sideswiping Baffo for no reason.
Well, I know is that that conversation,
I like it.
Maddie, we got to check another box in the conversation.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So
we're checking with this guy.
Let the record show, I did not have that espresso-flavored vodka ever again.
No, you had the one shot because it was $3.
No, I had two. I didn't have it at any other event. I didn't go back for it, you know.
Well, not that we know of. What are those Little Debbie peanut butter wafer bars called? Nutty Bar, Dan.
Thank you. I forgot. I'm old. I forget things. So what do you think of Dowell Loggins? He's your new Bears offensive coordinator.
I don't know. What do you think of espresso-flavored vodka shots?
It was fine. Okay. It was cheap.
Yep.
Well,
was in another box.
Washed out some expired meat.
We're going to be full, but just about ready to send in the papers.
All those boxes will be checked.
I was going to say, Terry's walking around checking boxes. Yeah, so
I'm checking boxes.
Be careful in the hallways.
Well, he's checking Ranji later. Yep.
Yeah, you got to knock on your office door, and Terry wants to check your box.
Yep, you betcha.
I would tell him to tell your story walking before bad things happen.
I don't think that's what the reaction would be.
Did he wrestle in the hallway too, or no?
No, you should have seen it.
Yep.
312-644-6767. The Bears have an offensive coordinator. Whee! You have the score.
Sports Radio 670, The Score is your official home for every NFL playoff game through Super Bowl 50. A production of Westwood One.
What's the most effective time to send a sales email? 8:30 a.m., 9, lunch? Knowing when can be important if you're a small business owner. Find the answer now at CBS Small Business Pulse. Powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with First Data, the CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
This week's most popular music. 14 years ago, 2002.
Number 3.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
Number 2.
Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
When this is how you remind me.
And the number 1 song this week, 14 years ago in 2002. Usher, You Got It Bad.
You got it bad.
Great marketing techniques that cost less than a cup of coffee? They exist, and you may be surprised at how effective they can be. See them now at CBS Small Business Pulse, powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with Office Depot Office Max. The CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Interviews and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan,
I come from a family of cops, great cops.
Justice runs in a family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth.
This is a...
I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods, Fridays, only CBS.
Chicago Sports Station.
I think it's just getting them comfortable. And, you know, the key to playing quarterback is getting the other 10 guys around you to do their job. And that way, when everyone's where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, it helps him. And I think that's a credit to a lot of his teammates. And these younger guys have come in, stepped up. And a lot of credit should go to the assistant coaches, Dave Magazoo and Frank Smith and all these guys that are, you know, battling injuries and getting Mike Grove, you know, the receiver rotation, they've been banged up. So it's a group effort, but I do believe the number one thing in quarterback play is getting the other 10 guys to do their jobs first.
Guess who that is? That's the Bears offensive coordinator, Dowell Loggins.
I never even knew we had a record of him. It's funny because you had this odd that you had the hottest coaching candidate by far. Others were just got Chip Kelly was calling people asking if they talked to him, please. Would you mind if I talked to you? And you had a bunch of guys wandering around who you really wouldn't want to hire, but maybe you're going to have to. So you had the best candidate of them all wandering around the NFL. Not very long, but wandering around. Makes up his mind he's going to leave. And here we are today. I don't think the Bears are one bit worse for it.
I don't know. I mean, unless this guy has absolutely no idea what he's doing, because...
Okay, I'll allow that possibility, but I don't think
you saw
that.
What happened in Detroit, where Joe Lombardi did not know what he was doing.
Yeah,
and as soon as they replaced him with Jim Bob Cooter, they had a representative offense.
Also beloved by the Bears, Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter also a sought after offensive mind. Yeah. Here's the thing, though, I trust John Fox to know he's been around this league long enough. He's got enough friends. He's got a working phone. If he hired this guy,
mm-hmm.
Say what you want about Foxy, but my default setting on him so far is that he's not going to hire an idiot.
Right. He's not managing the clock. He's hiring an OC.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's... look, he was not in any way, shape, or form, and it wasn't just an act, worried about it. He knew Gase was going to leave. It wasn't like, oh, he's a shocker. He's going to what? Going to get interviews. So he knew it. And if in his opinion, this guy who has done it before in the NFL, I don't. It's funny. Again, you got the hottest candidate going, and yet you don't feel bad that he's gone and another guy's hired. You don't feel like,
This email from Lee, who says, I love that story about Saban because I love the Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies just as much, though perhaps not as obsessively. As a grade school distance runner, I'd motivate myself to finish the 800 meters by imagining eating a cream pie after the race. And when I got home, I used that mental exercise even as a runner in college. They're delicious, they're sweet, they're a perfect cheap snack to tide you over between meals. Here in northern Indiana, though, there seem to be more double-decker cream pies available, which is two combined into one than the original. And that's what Tannehill was talking about that was in the vending machine on 12. I just never even gave it a second
look.
I
never even saw him, no.
The only kind of oatmeal cookie I ever liked... was an old iced, my mom would get a package of these things. They weren't soft. It was a crunchy, round oatmeal cookie with a hole in the middle that had a white glaze icing on top. And that was the only kind of, like, occasionally I'd like accidentally grab one that I thought was an oatmeal raisin. I just looked at it wrong and I thought it was a chocolate chip and I grabbed it. But no, I oatmeal cream pie, I don't get it.
I've never... I've never even noticed them, let alone, it's hard to have an opinion. I've never noticed them.
What I found funny, though, was when Nick Saban says, I'm like an alcoholic. When, you know, Steve Sarkisian's like, yeah, I'm like that except with booze. I'm the same way with those, and how many other coaches would say, sure, you know, I got a little nip during the day. I mean, you know, the old Jimmy Johnson
stories. He's been on the muscle, too, looking for work.
He's
calling NFL teams, Steve. He's calling NFL teams. I thought he was in rehab, but he's not. Apparently, he's calling NFL teams and offering his services. He's very interested in becoming employed again, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know. Is there enough time for him to have gone away for a while?
Yeah.
So he's probably, he's dry.
Possible for now. I mean, you're taking a little bit of a risk kinda by dry. Hiring him, but people think he knows the game.
Yeah, he's been picking up the phone.
All right, well, he's allowed. I just thought it was funny. Well, I like him so much. I'm kind of like an alcoholic. When half the other coaches in Division One sports are like, yep, trust me. I know the feeling. Thanks, Nick. It's not oatmeal cream pies. It's this espresso-flavored vodka over here. I don't know where I found this. It was on sale somewhere.
I will say this, that while you're in a hurry to get him to the top of the coaching mountain of all time, I wouldn't be so quick to forget the guy at Ohio State. I wouldn't be so quick I wouldn't be so quick to say, oh, well, this guy's out of class by himself. Is he?
Oh, and I think this is right. Archway was the old oatmeal cookie.
Yeah, I've heard of. Yep, that's what it is.
But those were shaped differently. It was like an Archway. I think it was like an off-brand version of the Archway cookies because these were circular. Archway was
Archway was
more ovoid, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think... Yeah. This might have been like some old Jewel brand or something.
I didn't eat anything healthy, but I still haven't seen those Little Debbies. I'll have to take a look.
I like those, and there was a Christmas cookie we always got that had, it wasn't Maurice Linnell. It was some other Christmas, it was some store brand Christmas cookie that I just couldn't get enough of. It had little sprinkles on the top, and I'd eat a whole container of them.
What better time?
Well, yeah, but
that's
back
what
when
you should do.
But it used to be I could eat all of everything. And now I can't. I just can't do that anymore. I used to eat whatever I wanted.
Yeah, I certainly don't either. So, I cookies, yes, sure. Still room for cookies.
This might be right. It might be another suggestion is Salerno. I think that's it. I think it's the Salerno iced oatmeal cookie. I think we got one here. I think that's it. Because yeah, it wasn't Archway. This was the package. Yeah, it had three different little bins in the package. That's it. Nice job. Nice work, cookie detectives. People know what they're doing out there. I'll be damned. Can't count anybody for a coaching sports thought, but we can sure identify a cookie. I knew at some point.
Well, they're not getting anything to do anything with, so.
Somebody be good for something.
They're only getting coaching sports thoughts. Maybe they'd have some.
Well, we know the story of the day right now is Bears hired Dowell Loggins. If you can picture him, good for you. Because I don't think there's a single Bears fan right now that can say, oh, Dowell Loggins. You're going to be seeing a lot of him. You will see him on the sidelines. We don't know if he's going to be on the field or if
I must admit, I could you pick him out of a lineup? I don't remember ever seeing him.
I don't even know if he's black or white. I'm dead serious.
Okay. I don't either. I don't know anything about him.
Whatever his bio. You haven't seen a picture yet of him?
No.
I'm looking him up right now.
On Twitter? Because this is the first time I've seen a picture of him. I didn't know what he looked like. I knew nothing about him. But he looks like Nathan Lane.
He does.
Yes. And that's I couldn't place what he looked like, but then Kevin Zipak walked in and I go, this is the new offense coordinator. He goes, oh, it looks like Nathan Lane. I go, yep, exactly.
You know, I'd say it's 75% Nathan Lane and
Patton Oswalt.
I was gonna say Oliver Platt.
Oh, you got a little Oliver Platt in him. I'll give you a little 5% there in Oliver Platt.
Okay, little Patton Oswalt. Yeah, I see that too.
Yeah, we'll go 15% of Patton Oswalt and then 80% Nathan Lane.
There you have it.
And for people who watched Making a Murderer, he talks like Ken Kratz, the prosecutor. So if you've seen that, you know what that means.
Well, that I think we got it nailed down right there.
Yep, his voice to his face. We got it nailed.
Yeah, we got it. That is Dowell Loggins.
And that's right there, that's a 14-win offensive coordinator next year.
14?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, Maddie's planted his flag.
That's a hell of a season.
14-2.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you know, no, they're not going to go. Not even going to make the playoffs.
14-2. You're going to get aced out at the end.
Be a real good year next year for the NFL.
Yep. Lose on a tiebreaker. Or Boris and Bernstein. So. All kinds of fun coming your way in the Power Hour, including a giveaway, a pair of passes to the Cubs convention.
Man, you know what? You need to start filling us in, because you've been teasing a lot lately. Lots of fun coming up. You've been teasing that a lot lately.
Well, I plan on having fun.
Like, you're like, last week it was like, coming up next, lots of fun.
Yeah.
We didn't know about it. Now you just said lots of fun coming up this last hour of the show. You need to let us know when you're going
to
have
fun. That's too much pressure, actually, to have that lots of fun thing.
Well, you're not involved, Terry. It's just him.
It's just him? Yeah. Lots of fun. Okay.
I didn't say it'd be fun for anybody else.
Just for you?
Right. I'm just teasing my own.
You're going to eat a box of those Little Debbie peanut butter wafer bar things, whatever they're called?
Bastard.
Boys and Mercy, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no